I'm going to speak a little bit about Horius. I made a scene, for Bukhari on Horius the other day. To be candid, I chose it initially because Horius is the smallest himself, but so by far not the simplest. There was another reason also I wanted, in the process of reviewing the Rav Shulam on Horius. But then I discovered Rabbi Heshi Weinrib gave me a tshuva, a maimah from Rabbi Tachtav, Sofer Tachtav, who was a great personality in his, he was killed in the Holocaust towards the end of the war. He was satna chassid, essentially, initially violently anti-Zionist. And then, as he saw all the gates closing, he wrote the book, Emor Bonim Semecha, in which he regrets that position, and he became, and through this book, and now we know about it, of course, posthumously, he became a very fervent Zionist. Anyhow, in his tshuvas, though, Mr. Sofer, he writes about why he said he every year used to make a siyum and a sechas horis for, you know, Erev Pesach for the Purim. So he doesn't give the obvious reason. He says the reason is because there's a link between Horius and Pesach. Because Horius deals with the halacha of Bezdin Shittah, and it tells us also the halacha of if Bezdin makes a mistake, if the coin Godel, coin Mashiach makes a mistake, the Melech makes a mistake, which katos they bring and so on. It deals at the end of the Masech with the Lachas of Melech and Nasi, and then the Nisim were the ones who brought for Nisan Mechanech the Mishkan. Anyhow, he finds a link between Horius and Pesach. So I want to say over a vort that the Rav said, one summer we learned Horius by the Rav. It was just phenomenal shurim, just wonderful shurim. He actually learned Horius, just the history of it was that my uncle, Moshe Genachovsky, was a close friend of the Rav. They knew each other from Europe. And he was putting out a sefer in memory of his wife, my aunt Gita. And it was, you may have seen it, it was this enormous book, enormous in sense, in height. Both, it's the most inefficient book you can. It's bigger than any Vilna Shas. It doesn't fit into any, shelf, so you have to put it sideways. I don't think they're taking that out of there. He published a book, but anyhow. And he had asked the Rav if he would add his chidushim, you know, to this volume. My uncle is a good friend of Yitzchak Cheskel Abramsky, who put in his chidushim. There were others, and it was a leak of all that had been published, the Be'er Sheva, the Simin Hillel, you name it, the Keren Ayre, all of this was in this sefer, the ultimate portion of Horius, and he wanted the Rav to write. So the Rav said, you know what, you told me we're going to learn Horius for that reason. I knew for sure he wasn't going to give, okay, Rebbe, we'll do the learning for that reason. And we learned Horius that some years later, he told me he wanted to write it over. Actually, I had a contract with the Rav to write over Horius. I knew this was also, and the standards that he set, both for himself, for others, we won't give me the standard to write it up. So, anyhow, but the Shurim and Horius were absolutely wonderful. I want to just say over one vort from the Rav, not just a vort, it's Yisoy. The Mishnah begins in Horius. The Sech Soy says that if Bezdin, halach is that if Bezdin makes a mistake in an Easter chorus, and Klai Yisrael listens, the Rav Yisrael, Harry Cheshman, whether it's Rav Shvatim or Rav for the population, so Bezdin, there's different sheets of so who brings the carbon? The mayor says only Bezdin. Huda says Bezdin, and each shavit brings, or they say only the shavit brings. So, but they bring that carbon, and that carbon is called the parhem and davar shel. However, if a person who heard Bezdin and followed the psakim, it's Bezdin agoru. Bezdin is the Sanhedrin, and he followed the psak. And Bezdin said chelev was mutter, certain kind of chelev was mutter, and he followed Bezdin. So there's machloek is yochid. If the whole tzibur did it, a rov of the tzibur, then he's potter from being a korban. If he rov tzibur didn't listen, some of them listened and followed Bezdin and ate chelev. or the Beis Din said that this kind of, this malach is mutter, this malach is not, I said, it has to be, not the Gemara says, it can't be oitu kol aguf, they can't eliminate a full halakha, that's not called havo. It can't be something so obvious that even it's stukum amoydim bo. But if it's something that would have required tzinu havo, and they make a mistake, it's something they recognize they made a mistake, so they have to bring this korban. Somebody who listened to Beis Din, that's machlokes tanoim, with this potoch chayiv in the korban. The Rambam paskins that Yochid also Baros Beis Din is chayiv korban. He's not potoch. If we have time at the end, I probably won't have time. But this machlokes, the Rambam pointed out to machlokes we're showing him, why are you potoch? Are you potoch because you're an honest? Look, I listened to Beis Din Agadol. Why should, you know, I'm innocent? Or no, if you say it's a cause of, and maybe for different reasons, and it could be nachkeminus in that shayla. But the loch is that yochid, the rampas yochid shoshu bavos person is potter, but it has to be behovah. And the Rambam says that it has to be, as the Gemara says, it's not just a paskin, you know, theoretically. They have to say a mutomimatem lasos, right? It's not explicitly, not only that it's mutter. They passed it lasos, right? So you see that the law requires not just theoretical, even more than theoretical, not just passing the shaila, relating it to the person or to the circumstance and saying lasos. So what's difficult is the Gemara tells us in Krisus and Daf Gimel Amud Beis. You know, there's a loch in the shishui yayin is also the paskin, a shayla, right? So, the Gemara says that Rav lo merkim amora miyom etav lechave mishum shikrus, right? The Gemara says that Rav, he would give the shir on Yantif, but he wouldn't, he wouldn't pass him certain shilas or wouldn't give a shir because why? Because people would come over and ask him, and it was yontif, people were drinking, not himself, simply yontif requires yayin. So Mos says that Rav, since he was the Godel Hador, if people would ask him, like, the Yosef Rav lo sodile below havo. In other words, so Rav didn't give the shir after yontif because maybe he wasn't completely sober, not sober in the sense that he was just shir yayin, and so the shash, the binisa of what of shishu yayin being of hovor. So what's difficult is Rav is just giving the shir. If hovor requires lasos, where was the lasos? So Rashi seems to be bothered by that. Says Rashi says, people will come up during the shir, they'll ask him their shilas, you know, halacha l'maisa, and they'll ask him halacha l'maisa, different questions, so it'll be lasos. However, the Rambam quotes this halacha, however, Rambam says, in Perek Aleph and Bias Mikdash halacha dalet, umutu lishko l'shiko l'lame toira, v'afilu hilkos halachas u'medroshas, like Rav, the Godel Hador, lo yilmod shelimudo havori. So from the Pashas Lashon of Ram, the Ram does, he says, just the limud itself is called havor. So where's the lasos? So to steal from Adamori and Horius, where the Gemara says that Beis Din for to be called havor and to be a toilet of Beis Din beside that requires lasos, and here the Ram says the Gavish Shishu Yayin, he doesn't give Rashi's or Kimta that people will ask him in the basket. The shir itself, if he's somebody of real stature, go lador. So that itself is horror. So the chastir from the Rambam in Bias Mikdash to the Rambam in Shkogos in the Gemara in Horius. So the Rav said like this. He said the Rambam doesn't mean to say that the halacha of horror that only has a chalashem horror if it's what. If it's lasos, and therefore if I give a shir upon the Torah, even if it's halach l'maisa shir, give me a mishaf, whatever it is, that doesn't have a shem hovor. No, that also has a shem hovor. So then why is it that the Ram by Beis Din requires lasos, and also by Zochi Marik, we call it Zochi Marik, we have Misa, that is more connect Beis Din requires lasos. So let's say the Shabbos like this. This whole halacha of Bez and Shehoah that has a Chalushim Halor, and it's Mechayiv Parel and Dover, so Tzibur, and if the Yochid listened to him according to Tam Tanan, he's Potter, because he's Talib of Halor Spelten, or certainly the Rov Tzibur did it, they're Potter, right? The Chalushim Halor. What do you mean Halor? There is no Halor. The whole thing was a mistake. That's why we bring the Parham Dals and Tzibur. So where do we find how law betals that was mistaken should be called her law? It's the Chlam Taylor, it's nothing. Sof, it was a mistake, not a small mistake, and it needs to chorus. So why is it called, so he said, to have a Chalashem her law, legabe what? For Bethan, by Parham Dals and Tzibur. That's where he's required lassos. Or by Zokin Mamba, he's passing against his Cholik and the Bezna Godel. So there you require lassos. But generally, if it's a correct halor, then you don't require lassos. That's what the Rav said. So, and with this also, because Rav Chaim talks about this in the Sefer a little bit, but it says, the Ram says, the Rambam says that the Gemara says the Ram Paskin, we should keep in mind the Ram Paskin that Yochid Shoshim Horoz Bezdin is what? Is Chai. You know, if I was just one, not the Rov Tzibur, and I listened to Bezdin, and based on Bezdin's stock, I was Machal Shabbos, I ate Chayil, if I could be a Chattis. I'm not part of Chattis, right? And what the Ram says like this, Hovu Bezdin, this is a Mishnah, the Yodu Shittol, for Chosu Behem, right? So, Benche, Heviu Kabon, Benche, Lo Heviu Kabon, the Halacha also, P.M. of Shimon Poiter, Shimon Poiter holds Yodu Shossu, Hazaz, Benes, Poiter, the Beloza says it's a suffix. And the Rambam quotes it like this. The Rambam Pegidam from Shkoga says, based in Shehovah B'Shkoga, the Nodolehem Ben Sheviyu Kaparos and Ben Shelohi view, whether they brought the Parham Dabra or not, right, Kala also Kefihola Osam, Sheposta Barov Hatziba, Miacha Sheyodu Hareze Mevi Oshim Tolu. Thus, if he's Mesupik, whether he heard about the fact that the Bezin was Choyzer, he brings in Oshim Tolu. B'med Ramamun B'mishahoyer in Bezin B'mdina, A'mishiloha Rova Holof B'mdina, Acheres, Afa Pisha Acha Sheyedu, Potter should tolerate him by the ear sholishon. The Ram says like this: if he was in a place with whiskey, he didn't hear about the bez, but he could have heard about that the bez then recanted and changed the psak, and still and he followed the psak of the bez and the previous psak. So that's a shiloh whether he's potter now. But if he went, then you know he was just right after the bez and passing, who shipped out to Iraq. There's no way he could have found out about this, right? He's from Dina Acheres. So then the Ram says he's potter. So the Ravid is Masik. The Ravid says, the Dafka Sha'asha Acha Shekhotu Lov Hakol, Alpiyim, Shekhan is Chayim Besen, and Osha Acha Lochotu Lov Hakol, maybe Chatis Yok Shri Posuk Lamal Yok Shosbarad Beden Chayim, who Kotchikin Kisha'asha Acha Shekhotu Shukhayim. So the Ravid is Masik. How could the Ram said in that case that he's Potter? What do you mean he's Potter? The Ram passed in that Yok and Shosbarad Besen is Chayim Akorvin. So why is this Yochid Marach, this Yochid before Bezdin was Choyzer? But if Bezdin already brought the Kapora, before Bezdin was, and then it was Choyzer himself, he brought the Kapora. This guy's in isolation, so he didn't hear about it. So he's a complete Yochid. Why should he be Potter? That's the Ravitz HaSoka. So the Rav said on the Rambam like this. He said like this, the Locha that you need, Rov Tzibur, the Chaim says it's part of this in the Sefer, not late to this Rambam. Rav Chaim says the halacha of Rov Tzibur is not because you have a kaporas korban, because even in the case where there's no korban, because the Gemara says if Bezdin passed in two things, it passed in that chelev was mutter and it passed in that the avodah zarah was mutter, and the kaporas that you're being completely different kaporas. It's a shaila where that's in tzuruf. So the Gemara says in the Bible, if you're toshel lamaitzah, we don't bring a korban, right? Still, the Ram says that if a person listened, if the Rov Tzibur listened, they're potter. Listen to Bezdin incorrectly, right? You see, it's not the kaparos carbon. You saw they never bought the carbon. So coming back here, the Rav said like this. He said the locha that you need vov tzibur to bring a panhel and dover. The pshat is not. First, the pshat is not because if there's a vov tzibur, it's a chovet tzibur, and we bring the pach. The peasant brings the pan that pachas me for my the carbon at tzibur pachas me. That's not the pshat. Because even if we don't bring the carbon, so what's the locha of vov tzibur? So if you listen to the Ram's lashon, he says sheposhta. The Ram says kifi sheposhta b'rov hatzibur. This expression, the Ram, this is a lashon mushal. Where else do we find this expression? Ram borrows it here. Sheposhta rosh b'rov yisrael. Where do we find that by? By takana, right? By gzeira. If it's poshta b'rov tzibur, so it's. The Rambam borrowed that halacha here. So that's why the halacha of Rav Tzibur is a halacha said in this halacha was a mistake. She said it's a shiurim in the halacha. If a yochid just listened, nobody questioned with that what the Beis Din said. It could be Beis Din Gadol, but no one acted on it, right? So that's not called the halacha, because the whole halacha was the thought. The only thing that gives it a shem halacha is sheposhta b'rov tzibur. That's why the Rambam uses that expression to say even though it's a halacha b'tos, it has a chal shem halacha. In what respect? Because it was poshta b'rov tzibur. So in this case, this halacha of Beis Din was poshta b'rov tzibur, and they talked about the pahan b'rov tzibur. This guy who didn't hear about it because he was in Dina Acheres. So he's potter from carbon. Why? Because he was a toller of the Beis Din. If a yochid did it, that halacha is not called a halacha. It's only a halacha because Rav Tzibur listened to it and accepted it. Right? How does a person become Rav HaGoyim? Depends what the morning journal is called. Right? It used to be the morning journal, now it's Tamodiyah. It used to be registered. I don't know who did it. You know, it used to say the one who made everybody go to was I don't know. But anyhow. So the standards, they're not. We all know they're not always 100% accurate, but Vov Tzibur did it, right? So that gives it a Shem Havah, and that so also here because it's a Havah of a Tov to give it a Shem Havah, you need actually passed to the Vov Tzibur. I wanted to explain two things with this also. I have about this in my sefer as a footnote in Kriyas Shema Tefillah. The Yerushalmi says that Beis Din HaGadol, and that's why you see the special standards for this halacha in order to be called the halacha in terms of power. For example, the Gemara says that if the Beis Din passed him and the muflashim of Beis Din is not there, who's the muflashim of Beis Din? It doesn't necessarily have to be the member of the Beis Din. The person who's considered the greatest expert, the greatest Talmid Chacham, the Gadol HaDor, if he wasn't consulting this psak, the psak doesn't count. Why? There's no halacha that every Beis Din when it passed him had to have the muflashim of Beis Din. So the answer is because otherwise it's not a halacha. Because the whole thing was a mistake. So the Yerushalmi says an interesting thing. Yerushalmi says that Yochai per handov shel tzibur only if what? Only if Beis Din HaGadol paskin from the Lishkas HaGozes. But if it wasn't in the Lishkas HaGozes, so it doesn't have a Shem Horor. Right? So this is what bothered me. The Rav said that there's Machlokes in Rambam and the Ramban. In Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam says that Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done. It's done, the Mishnah says, by Beis Din HaGimel, but those Gimel are members or have the sanction of the Beis Din HaGadol. So they're acting on behalf of Beis Din HaGadol Yishalayim. So the Ramban says, how can you say they're acting on behalf of Beis Din HaGadol Yishalayim? We know that Kiddush HaChodesh of Yaviyah, the Rambam himself says, was extant till the time of the Bible of Avok. So this the Beis Din HaGadol stopped being a Lishkas HaGozes 40 years before the Churban. So according to you, according to the Rambam, how could it be that it requires Beis Din HaGadol? So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ramban says no, that it doesn't depend on Beis Din HaGadol. So what's the answer in the Rambam? So that's the answer in the Rambam is like this. That there are two halachas in Beis Din HaGadol. One halacha of Beis Din HaGadol is, Biskuv has this also related to Mini Melech, the Rav related to that as well. But the Rav said there are two halachas in Beis Din HaGadol. One halacha of Bezin HaGadol is, like the Mishnah said at the beginning of Sanhedrin, there's certain serious matters that can only be adjudicated by Bezin HaGadol. To be done the Sheva, to be done the Melech, to be Melech Ali Al Yishalayim and Al Azores. And so there's certain things that are so critical, it requires Bezin HaGadol. Then there's another role of Bezin HaGadol. That Bezin HaGadol, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Mam, Shehein Hein Amud HaVor, so the role of Bezin HaGadol is to be the ultimate arbiter of Torah Shvi'al Peh, not just to pass in cases, to know the right chat, to learn the halacha. As the pasuk says, not only ben din ben dam the down ben nega la nega. That's not halacha psak. That's what the halacha is. The dam leader is not dam leader, right? That was also part of the responsibility of Bezin HaGadol. He said, the halacha that Bezin HaGadol, the Hamokim Gorin, that when Bezin HaGadol was not in Komo, as the Gemara says, once it left, Din and Choshesh ended because there was no longer Bezin HaGadol, that meant for that first function. But for the second function of Bezin HaGadol, Shehein Hein Amud HaRoh, that continues forever, as long as there was a Bezin HaGadol, and it continued apparently according to the Rambam till the time of Abai Verava. So what bothered me was this: if that's true, why does Yerushalmi say, according to this Shkikul Tov, my Kasha and Yerushalmi, what the Rav said? So according to the Rav, that there's a halacha, I think, of Bezin HaGadol, even beyond Lishkas HaGazis, right? Because Horor, l'choy, this halacha of Bezin HaGadol should depend on the halacha of Horor. So the answer is any chanami. Except here, it's a Horor betos, based on what the Rav said. So to give it a shem Horor, it has to be the ultimate Bezin, the Bezin that's both the Bezin of Horor, and also the Bezin that sits in Lishkas HaGazis that can be done serious cases that otherwise, after Bezin HaGadol, you couldn't do it. The Mishnah also says that a ger is not kosher. If one of the members of the Bezin were a ger, he's possible for Bezin HaGadol. Right? So the Rav Kod Yerushalmi says, ger, alright, maybe if they made a mistake, the ger, how did they have a ger? Sheminuhu, right? They made a mistake. But mams are not. So the Rav said that the ger, he said he asked his father this question. And actually, Tosfos Yonkef asked, we know that a ger can't be a member of the Bezdin. Shmaya Vachtayim, we know with the Nosniya Bezdin, the Sanhedrin. If a ger is not Tosfos Sanhedrin, Shmaya Vachtayim, from the Rambam appears that they themselves were ger, not only descendants of ger. So how could they be the Nasi and the Avdezim? So the Rav asked his father. His father said, "Enichanami." But they were the biggest Talmid Chacham. So what can we do? So they were, they were members of the Hamed and Yavin. So what do we do? So the answer is, they were members of Bezin HaGadol because they were the biggest Talmid Chacham. When it came to, so for this halach, the Rav said of Horor, they could be members. If Bezin HaGadol would have been done about the Shevet or the Melech or the Kohen Gadol, things like that, they would have been Poirish and they would have had other people who would have been members. But the function of Bezin HaGadol, Shemud HaRoh, that again is qualified for as well. And now this idea, that the HaRoh Betos requires, these are special halachas HaRoh Betos, and therefore Lassos applies also to Sakhi Mamre, that's a very, very original idea. I said that, the Rav would often quote this Ram, that the role of Bezin HaGadol was, to be the Mesorah passed to the Bezin HaGadol, to make sure that the pristine halacha was ultimately Nislabein in the Bezin HaGadol. It was preserving that standard and lumdus and halacha, that was the Bezin HaGadol. And, we don't have a Sanhedrin anymore. We don't have a Bezin HaGadol like that. But, we had a glimpse of that when we saw the Rav. Because when you saw the Rav, it means you saw a glimpse of what Reb Chaim was like. And if you saw Reb Chaim, you knew what the Vilna Gaon was like. That, the Mishnah says, Mishimeis Batla Horor, I forgot who it was it the mayor? So, Mishimeis, but that, anyhow, it represented an end of its kufa, an end of an era, of just I don't know why it is, because there are many more people learning now, but that kind of sheer genius, it just doesn't exist anymore. And it ended with the love. And that's why in this, on his 19th Yahrzeit, we remember him, not only because he was such a genius, he was an incredible genius, and, you know, his fluency of language, his eloquence, all these things, that Bonshe Mimamsha and the Ranga Gossin, he just poured into this man such talent. But there was a certain nobility and aristocracy and humility. He was just, you know, he was just so unique that it's something that when it's lost, it can't easily be retrieved. I remember reading once when when Lavoisier, who was the great 18th century chemist, I think he discovered oxygen, when he was guillotined because he came from a noble family, somebody said, who was present at his scene, said, it takes only a second to cut off his head. It will take centuries to find a head like that again. Baruch Hashem, he wasn't killed, but to find that all those qualities together will take a very, very long time.
Kadalvi is Kadash Shemei Rabo. Yamodi Brok is the Yamlek Mazda Yaz.